So you go to Washington, Vice President Hubert Humphrey, he was befriending you right there.
Yes.
You were welcomed by the Robert Kennedys. They lived near you in Virginia. And the Knothole Gang, Bobby Kennedy, Fritz Mondale, Joe Tidings from Maryland, all elected at the same time. You met with Senate wives. You met Ethel Kennedy, invited to their home, to Hyannisport. I mean, this, and it all took off.
Just like that.
And wasn't it partly because, yes, while you were an engaging personality, you were Comanche, and they were taken with the fact that you were Native American.
Yes.
Was that true?
That's true.
So you had both of these things
going for us. Then because of my activity in Oklahoma, I had been involved in mental health and other things, and of course, civil rights. Well, Stryver then became a good friend. And at the time that the war and poverty programs went here in Oklahoma, instead of going directly to the Indian tribes like they were every place else in the country, they were going to the county. And the county, who probably had the most prejudice against the community, wasn't sharing any of the resources of the war and poverty program with it. So we changed that. I was an advisor to Shriver. I did all the things that Senate wives should do, is make bandages. The other senator, Mike Monroney's wife, was the most outstanding of the Senate wives on making bandages. She came in at a different time, you know, period of history. She was a little bit older than I just was appalled at using all this energy to do this. And, of course, the Vietnam War was on, but we didn't even have anyone talking to us. It was just kind of you went there and made these bandages and left. I did it all. I did it. And then I got involved with Shriver.
Sergeant Shriver, we should point out, was husband of Eunice Kennedy.
Kennedy, yes.
And he was a Peace Corps.
And the War and Poverty Program that Head Start was a part of. So he asked me to testify before the House of Representatives for funding for the War and Poverty Programs. And I said, oh, gosh, yes. What the War and Poverty did helped the Indians, the people who became community organizers, then organized their own campaign and became chairmen of their tribe. So we had this network of people that kind of had the same experience. But the other thing, while I was involved in the integration of Lawton, that got out. Of course, the way we campaigned as well, the African-American community and our local people at home in Lawton recommended that I be made an honorary member of a Black national sorority. So I was accepted. It's all the work that I did here that helped me when we got to Washington, that people came to me and said that we want to honor your work. Mental health, I got involved in mental health. Because Fred was on the statewide mental health Senate committee, I toured all the mental health hospitals. I worked with the National Institute of Mental Health and got a reputation that way. Something about it, what worked for Oklahoma, really.
It prepared you. Yeah. There is a plan, isn't there?
Yes, it was. And then the friendship of the Kennedys. I'll tell you one story about the Kennedy family. Ethel had me over for lunch one day with Art Buchwald.
The noticed columnist, Art Buchwald.
Yes, he was also a humorist as well. Mm-hmm. Ethel was a very good Catholic woman, and she gave grace, and she asked Buchwald to it. This is so Ethel. She said, Art, who do you pray to? He's Jewish. And he said, Ethel, we had him before you all did. And at the same luncheon, Carrie Kennedy, one of the children, came up to me and said, Miss Harris, do you live in a teepee? And I said, Ethel, what are you teaching your children? And I said, no, honey, come and sit. So I sat her on my lap and I told her how I lived and said, but we used to, and that's my history. And, you know, that was all right to have made a mistake. So when I left, she made a little card. Last month, she called me and she was doing something about her father and she wanted my opinion on something she was exploring to publicize. Then when grandmother, jumping back to grandmother's visit, she met all the members of the Senate, and that was great fun. We had made arrangements to go to the White House. My mother was with her as well, and so my mother and grandmother went, and Catherine, my oldest daughter, and Fred said, y'all are just getting too much publicity. I'm going to go with you to the White House. And I said, okay, come on. We went, and she was so gracious. Lady Bird gave us a tour of the White House, and we have an official photographer of three generations of Comanches in the White House. And then the press said, we'd like to interview your grandmother. I said, well, let me ask her. And I said, Grandma, if they want to interview you. And she said, oh, I don't know. I said, you're so smart. You know all about politics. We talk about Adlai Stevenson. Fred can understand that Grandpa couldn't read because he would talk about all people who's running for office. So I said, you do well. And she said, will you help me? I said, sure, I'll be right there with you if I have to clarify. She was just the greatest hit. They interviewed her about this and that. One person asked, well, Ms. Tabatai, you met with the Senate, you met the Vice President, you went to the White House. What impressed you the most? And she thought just a moment. She didn't look at me for help or anything. She said, all these trees. So she's coming from southwestern Oklahoma. Trees are just on the creeks. She said, all these trees in Washington. They just thought she was marvelous. And then we had tea with the Kennedy children. And Carrie Kennedy, Kaku, asked more questions. And all the kids were there with their dogs. Ethel had it especially for the kids. Carrie said, well, Ms. Tabatai, would you give me a Comanche name? So she named her the one who always asks questions. And today, Carrie Kennedy can say her Comanche name.
Isn't that cute?
And we took grandmother to the National Arboretum, and she took cuttings. And I said, this is a federal garden. We're going to get arrested. And she always did wherever she went. She took these cuttings. She carried a man handkerchief, which she tied her coins on one corner. She dipped it in the pond and dampened the handkerchief and put these little cuttings to take back to Oklahoma, see if she could get them to grow.